Syrians caught up in the crackdown are fleeing to another of the regime's erstwhile supporters. Some 15,000 Syrians have fled to Turkey. Syrian security forces are trying to prevent the exodus. They've sealed the country's borders to stem the outflow of refugees. One of the main crossings is the village of Givuchi in Turkey's southern Hatay province. That's where Matthew Brunwasser filed this report.
The refugee stories make Syria sound like a house of horrors. And in Givuchi, there's plenty of time for chatting. Syrians who fled visit with friends and relatives over cups of strong, sugary Turkish coffee. Most people in this region are ethnically Arab. Hamid Abdullah came from the village Harbat al-Jos in Syria about 2 months ago. You can see it from Givuchi, only about a mile away. He fled with his family on foot and came to stay with relatives.
Yesterday, I called my house and a soldier answered the telephone. I said, "What are you doing there? There's nobody left in the village anymore. What are you still doing there?" The soldier said to me, "This village isn't yours anymore. It's ours. If you come back, we'll kill you. Stay in Turkey and let your Prime Minister Erdogan keep you safe." That's what he told me.
All he can do is wait, Abdullah says. With no documents or legal permission to be in Turkey, he can't work. He's even afraid to leave the house since the Turkish authorities could send him back. But still, it's better than Syria.
If they didn't close this border, refugees would come here from all over Syria. It's not that the military wants our villages. They want to keep the border sealed. Even soldiers and officers are deserting the army and trying to come to Turkey because they're also afraid for their lives.
Some 50 families from Syria are staying with relatives in Givuchi. Mohammed, who only wanted to use his first name, lived for 2 months in a makeshift tent camp on the border before coming to stay with his uncle.
There are a lot of people sleeping along the border while Syrian soldiers occupy the nearby villages. Sometimes people go secretly through the woods to get to their houses back in Syria. We're like thieves going to our own houses to get some things, and then we return to our tents.
Locals' accounts of Syrian troop movements along the borders are backed up by international observers. Peter Buchart is from Human Rights Watch. He says that Syria wants to prevent stories of atrocities committed by government forces from leaking into the outside world.
They very clearly wanted to stop any outflow of people into Turkey. And they've done the same thing on the borders with Lebanon. The border guards very carefully check to see where people are coming from. And if their identity cards come from any cities where protests or a crackdown is occurring, they're not allowed to cross.
Families and trade here have long zigzagged across the border without much thought about either state. Ali Tekbash is an ethnic Arab citizen of Turkey. Tekbash says he's made around 20 trips across the border recently with journalist cameras to document life in the border camps and the civilian victims of Syrian snipers. He says for months, Givuchi residents have heard sporadic gunfire coming from the Syrian hills. Late one night last week, he says, there was shooting at escaping Syrian soldiers.
On that day, when we were coming back from another town, and when we arrived in the village, everyone was out on the street wondering what was going on after they were woken up by gunfire.
He knows they were Syrian military defectors because he saw them picked up by Turkish military vehicles.
5 or 6 cars came to our village from Yaylada. When they left, we saw that they were wearing Syrian military uniforms.
Refugees are still camping wild in the mountains in the Syrian borderlands, close enough to Turkish soldiers to protect them from Syrian fire. As their military tries to close off the soft spots along the border, Syrians continue to seek them out. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Givuchi, Turkey.
You can follow along the same path that many refugees are using to flee from Syria. We've got a slideshow from the old smuggling route through Givuchi on the Turkish-Syrian border. That's at theworld.org.